This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is considering dispatching more U.S. troops to Iraq. Attacks from hostile elements there have taken the lives of 25 Americans since May 1st. Rumsfeld originally predicted the U.S. force in Iraq would be scaled back in coming months, but now he says he'd support sending additional troops if needed. Some 150,000 American troops currently are deployed in Iraq. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
In the weeks before the Iraq War, Donald Rumsfeld got into a spat with the then Army Chief of Staff, General Eric Shinseki, over how many troops would be needed during the post-war period. Shinseki estimated several hundred thousand. Rumsfeld ridiculed the judgment as far from the mark. But Rumsfeld is no longer second-guessing his generals. At a Pentagon briefing yesterday with the Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Richard Myers, Rumsfeld said he wants advice on U.S. troop needs in Iraq in the weeks ahead.
I've asked General Myers and the combatant command at CENTCOM to come back in an orderly way and walk through the amount of time that each unit that's in the country has been there, what their proposals are for rotation of people, what the timing is of bringing in coalition forces, and what the CENTCOM people feel they need by way of forces and what kinds of forces.
Rumsfeld said he also wants to hear what Paul Bremer, the U.S. administrator of Iraq, thinks is needed. The commander of the Iraq Survey Group, which is hunting for weapons of mass destruction and war crimes evidence, can also weigh in. Rumsfeld insisted that so far he has supplied everything his commanders have requested for Iraq. He told General Myers he hopes for a report soon from him and the new chief of the U.S. Central Command, General John Abizade.
I don't want to put a timetable on you, but my guess is sometime between now and mid-month, you'll be back at me with an indication of what a proposal is. Is that right?
Members of Congress from both parties have been urging the Bush administration to be straight with the American people about how many U.S. troops will be needed in Iraq in the coming months and how long they'll have to stay there. Members have also urged the administration to seek more troop contributions from other countries, though Rumsfeld insisted the United States is doing all it can on that score.
We've been in discussions with something in excess of 20 nations about what they will be able to provide. I don't know how anyone can internationalize it more than that. The effort has been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks.
General Myers, the Joint Chiefs Chairman, said up to 20,000 non-U.S. troops should be on hand in Iraq by September. That'd be an increase of 8,000 over the current level. This is assuming, of course, that foreign governments don't get cold feet about sending troops to Iraq, given the spate of attacks there against U.S. and British forces. Some officers are likening the resistance to a guerrilla war, though Rumsfeld says that's the wrong analysis. The attacks, Rumsfeld says, come from criminals, from Iraqis still loyal to Saddam Hussein, and from Islamic radicals, some of whom may be from other countries.
They're all slightly different in why they're there and what they're doing. It doesn't make it anything like a guerrilla war or an organized resistance. It makes it like five different things going on that are functioning much more like terrorists.
The American military this week launched a new operation to root out the resistance to the U.S. and British occupation of Iraq. Defense officials say a previous operation resulted in the detention of more than 1,300 Iraqis and the confiscation of hundreds of automatic weapons. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.